Well, Loz, Wagga Carnival can claim the best of them, can claim the rookies as well.
Yeah.
And our man Brody Nixon is a great fella from Ipswich, which is a couple of your great mates from Ipswich. When you think of the great Alf, the Walters, they're all Ipswich boys, aren't they?
They certainly are.
And so an Ipswich boy...
They'd always front up that. If you're a true Ipswich boy, you'd always front up, you know?
At his first Wagga Carnival, Brody Nixon, and we're having a quiet one here with him last night. We left. And we've been told, well, we've seen a video of D. Stanley and T. Berry just singing some karaoke, some K. San. And we've since been told that they had B. Nixon amongst others there as well.
He was like a rabbit in the headlights last night.
Deary me. And what was he telling us? Yeah, I'll be here.
I'll be here.
Be here at the
farm. I'll be there. What time am I on? 10 to 8? I'll be there at 20 past 7.
Well,
that were the words I heard.
Unfortunately... I think it might have got a bit out of hand. Brody Nixon, a very good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good morning, boys. I'd love to turn away, but you've got it spot on.
You just put the hand up.
just surrender.
Just surrendered. All right, well, mate, great to have you on again. And we need some form for Cup Day today. So what do you like in the Cup, if you've got anything, but anything on the card here at Wagga today?
Boys, the Wagga Carnival, it is so tough this week. Yesterday was a really tough day. I'm running the punter's podium on track, and I can tell you what, boys, it was a really, really tough afternoon. We got out in the last thanks to Graham White's best bet of the day, which was fantastic. So we're able to get out there in the last. I think that in regards to the Cup, it's a really open event. Favourite Faulkner Park, as we know, drawn wide. It's going to be a very, very tough race. In regards to the Guineas, I think It's a Wonder can run really well. It's a filly shown a lot of promise for the Ryan and Alexis stable. She's shown a lot of promise early in her career, and I think she can potentially go on with it. She ran on that really heavy track at Randwick after the championships a couple of weeks ago, and hopefully she's come through that run all right, because I think she can run really well in the Guineas. But boys, I'm going to get a bustable to try land the money today. Race 3, horse number 2. Okay. Even money at the moment, I think that's spoil. I think this Massara and Gavilock horse is really good. Aaron Bullock aboard from a wide gate, but it's a bit of a bootleg over the 1,000 metres there at Muskbrook. I think Inspirator can be really hard to beat. Race 3, horse number 2.
Okay, so that's a multi-anchorer at $1.95.
What about tomorrow at Hawkesbury, Brody?
They put up $3.20 yesterday. So obviously a few people have stepped into it, which is good.
Yeah, and there's only been 2 cents worth of deductions.
Someone's sitting on a very lovely price. I'm very jealous of them.
What about at Hawkesbury tomorrow, mate?
Oh, mate, it is another really tough day. We're going to be on weather watch at Hawkesbury tomorrow. The one horse I'm keen to follow, I think it's a little bit short at the moment because I think we're paying a little bit of a JMAC tax in the highway. I'm going to butcher its name, so apologies to connections. I think it's Genta Shilly. Really nice filly. She's won at the provincials 2 times in a row, absolutely bolted in, showing good late strength. I think she's an Oaks filly heading on her way up. As mentioned, I'm all over the Massara team this weekend, so hopefully they can get the money there. But it is a really tough weekend, especially at Hawkesbury. We'll be keeping an eye on the clouds to see how much rain does fall on race day.
Anywhere else? Anything else? Any other value or best bets? We'll take them anywhere, Brody.
Yeah, head up. I don't have the race number on me just now, but Madrina in the 1,000-metre race there at Eagle Farm tomorrow afternoon. I think it might be around race 7, race 8. Unfortunately, I don't have it on me right now, just at the last minute. I think of Madrina. And about $10 they're betting at the moment with the tab. I think she can be really hard to catch over the 1,000 metres. Each way bet all day, Pisces came through the same maiden as her a couple of months ago. Pisces ran the singles 3rd on Saturday at Rose Hill, really heavily backed. So I think Madrina surprised a couple at a big price.
I found it. That's race 6. That's the Dalrello there tomorrow. Madrina, Adam Hieronymus rides for Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott, and that's $11 currently with tab, $2.70 the place. So Eagle Farm tomorrow, value play for Brody. Race 6, number 10, Madrina. Hey, Brody, look forward to seeing you out at Cup Day at Wagga today.
I will be there, boys. Of course, I said I'd be there at the William Farrer for this morning, but I'm still curled up in bed, so I'm really comfortable at the moment. But I'll get a nice little breakfast, and I'll meet you out on the track. It's a beautiful day. Jason and the team have done a wonderful job there at Wagga yesterday, and look forward to this afternoon.
Brilliant, mate. See you then.
Sounds good.